We are here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting. With me is Dwayne Ford, who is on the United Soybean Board. Dwayne, tell me a little bit about your operation.
We are a grain and have had livestock operation in the past. We raise soybeans and corn, and we did have a swine operation. Farrow to wean swine operation, and we're about 100 miles east of St. Louis in south central Illinois.
Now, what do you do on the United Soybean Board?
I am on the International Marketing Committee, and I am subcommittee chair of the Animal Utilization. I also am on the Global Opportunities Committee, of which I monitor the WTO.
So you had a little bit to do with this meeting then?
Yes, somewhat.
So what do you think about how it's turned out?
So far, very good. I always enjoy when our country directors come in from around the world and give us an update on actually what is happening firsthand and experience. It gives us a lot of opportunity to really understand what the market is doing, and also just having this panel that we're having now, discussions from stakeholders in the industry, so we get gain a lot of useful information.
USB is one of the biggest here. What do you think you're going to be able to learn here at this meeting that you can bring back to the farmers that you represent and also the other farmers on the U.S. Soybean Board?
By gaining the knowledge of the market, we hope to be able to invest checkoff dollars more wisely and get a greater return on our investment for the farmers in spending their checkoff dollars.
Now, this meeting is just the beginning of one. It's the first of a series of meetings that is going to culminate in how dollars, I guess, are allocated as far as the U.S. Soybean Export Council is concerned. What do you think about that approach?
Yes, that is correct. We have to have a number of meetings, not only with our committees themselves, but then also we report to our board of directors what we are doing and get approval as well. We submit this at a period of time then at the end of the year in what we call a United Export Strategy to the Foreign Ag Service, USDA, and also the Ag Marketing Service.
As a member of the United Soybean Board, you're appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. Tell your fellow soybean producers why this job is so important, what you do on the board to represent them.
Well, it is our job to do to represent our not only our local producers in our state, but also the national as well, all soybean farmers in the United States when we're on the United Soybean Board, since we're appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. It's our fiscal responsibility to be able to handle those checkoff dollars in a proper way that we can get the greatest return on our investment with those checkoff dollars for our farmers. And we, on a regular basis, we conduct daily business with our organization and trying to promote U.S. soybeans and soybean products, not only domestically but around the world. And also, we have made it as one of our number one priorities in helping the animal ag industry here in the United States survive and thrive, because if 97% of our soybeans that are consumed in the United States are by the domestic livestock industry, and if we lose that industry, we're going to lose our soybean industry and corn industry as well. And not only that, but overseas, about 60% this year of our soybeans have been exported internationally, and of that, about 90% of those are consumed by the livestock industry around the world. So the livestock industry is very important, and we're here to help them promote that industry and promote U.S. soybeans and soybean products.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.